880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, it's 6 o'clock. It's Thursday. That means it's time for Freed on Business. I want to welcome our guests. We're going to talk property tax appeals. We're going to have some great guests doing that. We're going to have the guys from Property Tax Florida, Property Tax Alliance Group. You can see how well prepared I am today. So we're going to talk to them. We're also going to have Todd Jones on. He's the current president of the Property Tax Appeal Guy group there. We'll figure out what that really is in a couple minutes. And when Todd comes on, he's going to break my chops about getting that wrong. But the number one thing we got to talk about right now is the crash in the stock market. It went down like 350 points today. I'm trying to figure out whether it's the fact that the Greek president quit and he's calling for snap elections or whether it's the tech stock decline. In either event, we're going to have a great show. Property taxes, summer health, and then I'm going to talk about what my plans are to kick off the new business year starting next week. We'll be right back with more information. D, are you ready? D is ready now.
I need somebody help, not just anybody help. You know I need someone help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
Buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to go check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You can even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
Hey, everybody, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely to schedule your appointment. Visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we got a full house here in the show. We've got Jeff Nelson. He's the majority owner and partner of the Property Tax Services of Florida. We got Tim Hart. He's the managing partner. Jeff has 25 years more of experience in the property tax field. I'm sure Tim is right up there, too. And then holding on the phone, we've got Todd Jones, MBA, MAI, CRE, FR, ICS, LMNOP, principal of Real Advice. He is the president of the Florida Association of Property Tax Professionals. Man, I can't believe I got that out. Let's go, guys. Let's talk taxes. Todd, are you there?
I'm here.
High five. Before we get
good
started.
To be with you,
Jimmy. Hey, I'm hot. I'm on fire. Hey, before we get started, Todd, one of your friends from Tallahassee wants me to say hi. Somebody named Nikki?
I know who that is.
Yeah, you do. Hey. You do. You do,
hey,
Mike.
Hey, Nikki.
All right. Hey, did you? All right. Cool. Now, let's get started, everybody. Property tax bills go out, a few weeks, right? Okay, so somebody.
The bills will come out in November, but the trim notices are out right now, and that's what your listeners really want to hear about, because there's a very narrow window in Florida. It's only 25 days from the date the notice was mailed, and that date is different in every county.
Well, Todd, if it's different in every county, that's great. But what I really want to know is in an area, you know, I had an email. One of the guys that follows the show, Brian, he asks a couple of questions that I'm going to kind of roll into one. And I think this has really statewide and national implications. What's the impact of the upswing in speculative pricing for properties in places like, in Miami, it would be Wynwood, Edgewater, the Design District in Tampa. Maybe it's Hyde Park and areas close to downtown in Orlando. Maybe it's stuff around Lake Eola. But there's areas in each market that have speculative pressure on pricing. How do you guys deal with that? Let's ask Tim.
Yeah, what happens is a lot of speculation occurs, and developers buy a few pieces of land for astronomical figures. The counties see those prices, and then they chase the sales and then reassess the entire area and assume each property's exceeded its highest and best use.
Well, that sure doesn't seem fair. What can somebody do about that?
Well, we can go in and prove that the value and use to some of these properties is the proper use and proper value, and prove that you can't assume that every property has exceeded its highest and best use.
That's really exciting. You know, I really want to thank you for getting me all fired up about property taxes. Now, Jeff, maybe you can give it a little bit more oomph than your buddy over here, Tim, has. I mean, after all, you're the owner. He just works for you. So I just got my trim notice. How did they even come up with that name, by the way?
Well, the trim notice is essentially the initial value notice, the truth, rate, and millage.
Ah, so there really is something.
There is something it stands for.
Okay.
That doesn't mean much to the average person, but it isn't very important.
What would you consider to be the number one issue facing Floridians today when they get their property tax bill?
Not understanding what to do with it, not being able to understand the values from last year to this year, and what the next step is. Most of the owners sit there, take it, put it in a file cabinet.
You mean like me? So, Todd, I'm going to ask you, since you're the head of the trade group, what should an owner do to most effectively manage their real property assets? Because, you know, Jeff's telling me there's actually something you can do.
If you don't have people like Jeff and Tim and myself annually reviewing your assessment relative to the property's unencumbered fee market value, then you are at risk of being overcharged on taxes, which hits your NOI, which adversely impacts your market value.
Now, why would my public officials want to overcharge me on my taxes? And we're doing a great roundtable here, so I'm just going to go tag on Tim again. Tim, be a little more pithy.
Well, essentially, they're
I'm so sorry. You're great to pick on.
Well, they just see the market values increase, and they're charged by DOR to follow those values. In Florida, the assessment is supposed to be at about 85%, and that's what they get their tax rule approved on. So if they can't get to that ratio, then the tax roll gets sent back and they have to do it all over again.
So tell me this. If they're only going to 85%, then who's setting this value? Because it seems 85% seems arbitrary. The value might be arbitrary too. My gosh, do I sound like a lawyer? Jeff.
Well, essentially the property valuation is oversight by the Department of Revenue. So the 85% number is a statistical. Property appraisers look for 100% of fair market value. And there is a range. And as much as the property appraisers want to get to high value, they're often exceed what, you know, your property should be assessed at.
I'm going to start getting on your case. He's actually pithy compared to you. You must be thinking about what you want to say. Now, Todd, I'm coming back to you, buddy. Do you have a does somebody have to be a lawyer, an attorney to file these petitions, go appeal the stuff? Can I just walk up there? Can I be like, do I have to be like a registered lobbyist or a professional? How does somebody find the right person to do this, and who is the right person to do it? That's you, Todd.
Great question, Jim.
Thank you.
You do not have to be a lawyer. You, in fact, don't have to be anything. You can go challenge your own assessment if you think that you can be successful at it. The reality is the process was designed 40 years ago, 50 years ago, and it was very simple in those days. But in the last 15 years, maybe 20, the legislature, mostly at the request of taxing authorities, has complicated the system to a point where if you don't have a professional who specializes in this area, you are going to get taken advantage of.
So
you go to a heart surgeon for heart surgery, you go to a brain surgeon for brain surgery, you don't go to a general practitioner.
So
if you don't have somebody who specializes, you're at risk.
So, Todd, if somebody's at risk, it sounds to me like there's a system that's conspiring against a word I like to use. It's called fairness. Is this an unfair system? And we're going to go around the table and the wheel is going to stop at Tim.
Well, I think to create equity amongst assessments is a difficult task because of the diversity within property types for the assessor. So a lot of times they create a strata of property that's not really homogeneous, and that's where some values slip through the cracks and can be over-assessed. And that's where we step in as consultants, because we can find those over-assessments.
The anomalies that they created in their homogeneous batches of comparables?
That is
correct,
sir.
What he's trying to say is they use regression to develop the initial assessment numbers.
Regression and not aggression?
It's a statistical model. It's a broad brush technique.
Right.
It's great for single family homes.
Right.
As soon as you get into commercial property where things aren't similar, you run into problems. Add to that the fact that nobody in an assessor's office who's putting these numbers on your property is required to have any kind of training or education or licensure to do valuation work.
Whoa, I'm losing my mind.
That's not a big mistake.
I'm losing my mind. So you're telling me that the person that's doing $1 trillion of tax bills went to school to do physical therapy or something, maybe?
Maybe only a high school degree.
Okay. Well, it sounds to me like we found a flaw in the system then. So what I want to know then is Jeff, if the county tax appraiser who's been doing the individual assessment on a commercial building, and they're trying to put them in this strata of apples, and I have a red orange, and you find it in the apples, what happens?
Well, essentially, you have to file a tax appeal. And what's important this time of year is when you get your trim notice or initial value notice, taxpayers have 25 days to file the objection with the Value Adjustment Board.
Now, this isn't like the 24 days that the Iranians are getting, right?
Completely different.
Okay.
Just as important, but completely different.
Well, it sounds to me like there's an actual date that this starts.
This starts from the date that the tax assessor's office mails the trim notice.
Okay.
Not the date that you receive it.
So somebody better be home to get that trim notice then.
They better be home. Better be paying attention.
All right, Todd. Now, the person's gone out. They've thrown a dart at the wall to figure out what my property's worth. They've sent me an enormous bill. I don't know anything about what to do because I'm just a Joe and it's the one property I own. How do I find out that I can even appeal this?
The notice actually says that you can appeal. It gives you a phone number. Most property appraisers' websites across the state have a section where they discuss how to challenge the assessment. They will by law invite you to come into the office and try to talk it out. That usually doesn't work out so well. The bigger problem is when you go to a value adjustment board hearing, the special magistrate, the judge, if you will, is actually employed by the taxing authorities. And this is where we run into a serious problem because we've got a moral hazard.
Okay.
The person, everybody wants to please their employer, and we actually have documentary testimony where some of these special magistrates over the years have said, I'm told that by rule for taxpayers, I'm not getting rehired.
Well, Todd, you know, it sounds to me like that's a conflict of interest. Let's hold it there because I want to talk a little bit about what other inherent conflicts of interest there are, where people can get caught up, and how to pick the right expert to help you. We're going to do that right after this. Remember, you're going to get your trim notice. Learn what to do with that trim notice. Stick with us. These guys may not be pithy, but their information is good. I'll stay pithy. I'll be back after this. D, take it away.
Mr. Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire. Tell him, baby, 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 I'm on fire. I tell him, baby, 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 I'm a fireball.
Oh, yeah, I saw, I came, I conquer it every time. You know who else wins is the folks at Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and hey, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. Heck, even get a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Be at Marlins Park on Thursday, August 20th, as your Marlins open up a four-game series against the Phillies at 7:10. Take advantage of Seniors Free Ticket Thursdays, presented by Wellmax Medical Centers. All seniors 55 and older can get complimentary tickets or get the Subway $5 ticket offer. Just visit your local South Florida Subway restaurant and pick up your coupon to get a $5 Marlins ticket. And don't miss your Marlins against the Phillies on August 20th at 7:10. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where SocialMedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, SocialMedia305.com is a social relations company.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We're back. Todd, are you still out there? Todd Jones?
I am here.
All right, Todd Jones is the principal of Real Advice. He's the president of the Florida Association of Property Tax Professionals. We've got in studio Jeff Nelson, majority owner and president of Property Tax Services of Florida, and Tim Hart, managing partner of same firm. These guys have lots of experience. They'll tell you the ins and outs of how the government is trying to put it to you on your commercial real estate. We're going to get right back to it. They're going to try to be pithy. If they're not, I'll stay fun. We're back. Okay. So, I know this is a dry subject. I'm doing the best I can, guys. You know, you are really good at what you do. So, I'm going to start, and I'm going to reverse everything. We're going to start with Jeff. Jeff, how often should an owner assess their real estate. Check their appeal their real estate.
Well, I think the owner in their own due diligence should do this every single year. The property appraiser's office values your property annually, every single year. So the owner should be diligent, review their assessment annually.
Now, I want to go back to something Todd was saying before we went to break. Todd, you're there, right?
I am here.
Okay, I want you to go over again what the skill set is of the person that's making out the appraisal for people's multi-million dollar properties.
By law, it's zero.
Wait, say that again? I heard everybody's drop.
There is no legal requirement for them to have any valuation expertise whatsoever. The fact of the matter is, most have some.
Okay.
But for complex properties, most have inadequate.
My gosh, I know that when I try to go get a commercial valuation or a commercial appraisal on one of the things I'm getting my $10, $20, $30, $40, $50, $100 million loan, there's a very short list of people the bank will take as valuation experts. You know, Tim, is that kind of similar to the way people should look at getting their properties appraised and disputing their tax bills?
Yes, definitely. When you're,
I love guys that say yes is the answer on my radio show. You can keep going. You can explain It would be great.
Well, when looking for a professional, I think what you need to find is someone who's good in valuation. Someone who, like Jeff and I, are former assessors and understand the modeling within the assessor's office is a huge benefit, or a former appraiser. When you get into some of these value adjustment board hearings, some people like to talk about legal issues, and that typically stands no ground and really gets nowhere within the hearings.
So then you guys have experience working for governments as in-house governmental property appraisers, now that I've gutted the people that do that. you guys are professionally trained. You actually, I got to just say it, went to FSU, right?
Go Noles.
Yeah. We heard how your dad had to repaint the room from gator colors when you couldn't get in. And Jeff, what's your background?
Well, my background is I worked for local assessors for 12 years. So as a supervisor of the commercial department, got to see.
Wow, must have been real exciting working there with you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but he made up for it, Jimmy. He went to work for one of the big four accounting firms.
Well, there you go. Here we go. Here's the guy that knows what I'm fishing for. So, Todd, tell me about these two guys, because you guys have worked together in the past, and I think you know what I'm fishing for a little bit better than they do. They're good at what they do.
The reality is, if you're shopping for a professional to help you in this arena, you want somebody who's not a dabbler. You want somebody who understands valuation, understands the legal component, the accounting implications, and has good political relationships with the local assessor's office. Jeff and Tim are top of the game. They are great. I don't need to toot my own horn, but because you'll do that for me. But the reality is, you want people like the three of us in your corner. If you don't have them, your professional. I can't tell you how many times I've seen them shined on by the assessor's office because they don't understand the nuance. Valuation for lending purposes is very different than valuation from investment purposes. It's very different from valuation for assessment purposes. They're different rules, different definitions of value, and they all intersect in a way that is either going to get the deal done or kill your deal.
Now,
Jimmy, you tell me, how many commercial real estate transactions get killed because of the property tax underwriting element?
Oh, my God. A lot of them. I mean, first of all, it's one of the numbers you debate while you're trying to negotiate a deal. When the guy is valuing what his tax bill is going to be down the road, are you kidding me? We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
And how many of those brokers are reaching out to people like the three?
Zero.
Tim or me.
Zero. Right? So you're telling me that a broker with a big listing should call your guys, spend a few bucks, get them to opine on what the person's property taxes should be, and then, by the way, probably refer them to the buyer?
Every single time. I can tell you, Jimmy, I saved a seller last year $100,000 in transfer tax, and I saved the buyer $250,000 a year over his anticipated 5-year hold in a step down in his property tax basis.
Well, but so you're actually... you're actually helping people with their bottom line and their cash flow. And some of these properties are trading like at a 5 cap, even a 10 cap, where the multiple on what you save them is 1 to 10. It's ridiculous what you can bring to the bottom line. Why wouldn't people use you? Why don't people use you guys?
Because they don't know.
Okay, so now we're telling them. So I want to ask Tim, people don't use you guys because they don't know. How are they going to find out? I'm going out of order because I see Jeff is poised to give me a sentient answer. Go, Jeff. It better be pithy.
Well, you know, the taxpayers don't understand the process, and they get the notice, and like I said, it goes in a file. Taxpayers need to contact a professional that can look at their assessments and understand how it was derived and the best way to lower their property taxes.
Well, what is the best way to lower their property taxes? Is it going to court or going to one of these value adjustment hearings and slugging it out? Or, as Todd was saying, shining a light on the dark place of the assessor's office?
Well,
all of the above.
You love that, didn't you, Todd?
Hiring somebody like us to go in before the trim notice even comes out.
Absolutely.
Those are your best four answers.
So preparing to get my stuff ready before the trim. So now's the time. Okay, so if now's the time, and I'm going to warn everybody, we're going to give out their contact info and phone numbers in a couple of minutes, and there's Jets fans that listen, so we're going to go slow when we give the numbers. Now, here we go. If you need help with your property tax evaluation, and my gosh, it sounds like everybody does, first, Jeff, go.
All right, you can go to our website, which is taxflorida.com. You can call the office, 954-202-9696. You can also email me, jnelson@taxflorida.com, or timhart@taxflorida.com.
Yeah, but if I email Tim Hart, I'm emailing Tim, not you. Yeah, right? All right, now, Todd, how do people find you?
My direct cell is 813-760-0212. I'm available 24/7. My website is realadvice.com. My email address is todd.jones@realadvice.com.
All right, we've got 2 minutes left. I want to have some fun, okay? Let's talk football, okay? We got Mr. FSU here. Tim, we're going to talk football for just a couple minutes, and we're going to talk about how the Gators are going to beat up on your guys. Todd, what do you think about that?
Jimmy, I don't know. I want to lay money on that bet this year.
Oh, now, come on. The unexpected always happens in college football, for crying out loud.
That's what makes college ball more fun than anything else, because the kids are out there playing their hearts out, and you're right. Anything can happen.
Tim, how about you? Are you involved at FSU in any way, like as a football fan?
Oh, yeah, I was a football fan. I graduated.
You were? Are you still a football fan?
I graduated in 98, so my 4 years at FSU, we'd leave in the first quarter because we'd be winning by 40 points.
Well, my first 4 years, we used to leave in the first quarter because we were down by 40 points, but we had a heck of a time. Now, before we go, now that we've gotten our little football laughing out of the way, I just want to say a couple things. These guys work together at Deloitte doing tax appeals nationwide. They are the pros. These are who my clients call when they need help. That's why I wanted to bring it out to our listeners. They've been patient. They've been talking to me for months, and I wanted to wait and do the show this month because now's when everybody needs them. Everybody needs to get one of these. We're going to do it again. Everybody give your contact information, and please be pithy. We've got less than a minute left. Tim, you do it this time.
Yeah, my phone number is 954-202-9696.
Go slower for the Jets fans.
Or email for the Jets fans is thart@taxflorida.com.
Yeah, some of them may not know that if they went to USF. Now, Todd, again, how do they find you?
813-760-0212 is my direct line. Email address is todd.jones@realadvice, realadvice.com.
You guys were great. D's getting mad. I got to go. We're doing this again next year. Back after this with Tarek Maddox, exercising this summer. Right on. Back after this.
You got to change your evil ways, baby. Before I stop loving you, you got to change, baby. And every word that I say is true. You got me running and hiding.
Oh, no, you can't go on. And if you do, you've got to go on to Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Want to broaden your network and gain new customers? This is Kevin Gale of South Florida Business and Wealth. I can tell you how to reach 30,000 top business leaders throughout the region. Visit sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566.
You know, as a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health, and with my U Health Executive Physical, that's just what I got. You know, from the moment you schedule your appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That concierge is going to guide you through your visit to get a customized preventive health plan to keep you feeling your best. For any follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned systems in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you. I do, so you can take care of business. To schedule your executive physical, call 305-243-2738 today.
Are you ready to join the future of real estate investing today? Well, if you are, the pros at Early Shares are ready to help you. If you're looking to find real estate deals that have been vetted by experts, Early Shares is what you have been looking for. You have web-based access to a number of real estate transactions. You can review them at your leisure. You can talk about them with your friends. You can decide to invest. For more information, go to www.earlyshares.com today.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Got a disabled vehicle, 95 express lanes northbound near 95th Street. That has in turn shut down the northbound express lanes out of downtown. So you're not going to be able to use the express lanes going north. Stop and go traffic, Palmetto Expressway southbound between 122nd Street and the Dolphin. A very serious accident earlier this afternoon, and we have some serious residual delays. Three right lanes are blocked, 95 northbound after Griffin Road because of a crash. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter, Total Traffic MIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
We are back with Tarek Maddox. We're going to get some more of Tat's tips, Tarek's tips. Tat's his nickname. His friends call him that, and you can when you call him out to come work you out. Tarek Maddox, he trains Frank Gore and Lamar Miller and some of the other pro athletes here in town. Tarek, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me again.
It's my pleasure. So what are we going to talk about today?
Exercising today.
Okay. Well, exercise. It seems to me like everybody knows how to exercise. They go in the weight room, they pick up the free weights, they slap a couple on a piece of steel, and they start pressing iron, and eventually they get hurt.
Definitely. You see people nowadays trying to be very fancy in the gym and either stacking on weight, they're jumping up and down.
CrossFit. You know, CrossFit. CrossFit's not bull fit, is it?
CrossFit is get ready to get hurt and not be fit.
Yeah, it seems to me like they don't really work on getting your strength all over, and you can get hurt with just a little bit of a bad move.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenging type of exercise or routine. You definitely want to – I would recommend that type of training for Olympic athletes, firefighters, and police officers. Not my daily thing that I would
middle-aged guys like me.
No, definitely not. Nowadays, you see guys trying it out and getting hurt, and it's just setting them back more and more.
So, what do you recommend then for exercising?
Number one rule is to keep it simple. You can start off with body weight squats, push-ups, and a brisk walk.
Rhonda liked to keep it simple. She gave us a thumbs up and got a head nod, too.
Got
to
keep it simple. I mean, that's the best progress to try to get yourself on, right?
Okay, so you're keeping it simple. Does that mean just taking 10 exercises and getting to know them and doing them on a regular basis?
Yeah, definitely. You can also incorporate some interval type training, you know, bouncing around from push-ups, then you do your squat, maybe some light jump ropes, and then a walk and come back and start again. So it's, you know, the interval training will keep your heart rate up, and also you'll burn good calories doing stuff like that.
Okay, so what are some of your favorite exercises other than pulling a blocking sled or flipping a tractor trailer tire?
Push-ups.
Push-ups?
Very simple push-ups. You know, you won't get hurt doing push-ups. You're not lifting more than your body weight. You're not putting that added stress on your lower back or your or any joints.
So sort of like then also a plank, which I guess is sort of a modified push-up?
Yeah, you can do modified planks, modified push-ups, and planks are great for the core, obviously, but you want to make sure your back is straight, body straight, and on the planks are great.
Okay, so we've talked about push-ups. How about something else? Something, some other stuff. What, somebody's running, then they've done some push-ups. Running up and down stairs, I guess that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You also want to keep in mind, you got to have that rest and recovery time while working out. And if you're a beginner, you know, you don't have to overdo it. Make sure you're resting at least 1 to 3 minutes in between your exercises. If you're doing intervals, checking your heart rate throughout the program or your exercise, making sure your heart rate doesn't go too high and things like that.
What would be too high for a heart rate?
Well, too high is, well, you want to do 220 minus your age and whatever number that is.
Okay.
All right. That's the base number that you can't exceed.
So, okay, so then I just basically start my stopwatch, I start working out, I check my baseline pulse, and then I just keep going from there.
Yeah, you keep going. If your pulse is, you count it for 15 seconds, you multiply it by 4, whatever that is, you can't go beyond that number. That's 220 minus your age. You can't go beyond that. So if it's 150 and your heart rate is 145, you're pretty close to exceeding your maximum heart rate. So you want to keep it below that.
Okay. What other tips do you have for people that are exercising, especially since it's hot down here?
Just keep yourself well hydrated. Stay out of the sun. Don't try to be a guru or, you know, a bad person, man, a badass working out. Just stay out of the sun and keep yourself well hydrated and, you know, stay away from all that sugar.
Okay, so no sugar, little sugar, diluted Gatorade, not full-bore Gatorade.
Yes, exactly.
Now, people have gyms in their homes. They have gyms where they live. All these fancy apartments and condos are putting in a little bit more than a universal machine today. But how about doing it the natural way? Can somebody get a good workout just at the park?
Yeah, being very creative. You can Google all types of different exercises out there to do. As long as you're not getting too fancy, like I think some exercise programs are, like CrossFit, throwing things above your head and trying to jump on top of a car and jump down and pushing cars. I don't recommend those types of things. That's just heading for an injury, a long-lasting injury. So, yeah, you can be very creative, taking the stairs, coming back down, jumping up again, jumping up stairs one by one, small steps, and, you know, things like that.
And how about you always tell me when we're working out to listen to your body. What should I be listening for?
Well, if you're feeling pain, you're getting overheated, your heart rate is going up, like I say, you know, you definitely want to check your heart rate now every now and again. Shooting pain in the bottom of the foot, which is plantar fasciitis. A lot of us get that when we're running or walking. If that hurts, you got to stop. You know, learn different stretches. Obviously, you want to warm and stretch the body up before you get in any kind of program or routine or exercise during the summer.
Well, how do people find you? We're almost out of time, and I want to make sure we save warm up and cool down for another segment.
Yes, sir. Okay, we will do that. You guys can follow me at Twitter, at Tarik Maddox. You can always shoot me questions on Twitter or IG, which is Instagram, at Tarik Maddox again, or shoot me an email, TarikMaddox@yahoo.com.
All right. Thank you so much. Tarik Maddox, as always, keeping us healthy and happy.
I'm Sandra Goldstein, and I'm a CCIM. Perhaps you've seen commercial real estate professionals wearing a gold and red pin and the letter CCIM. CCIM stands for Certified Commercial Investment Member, which means that every CCIM has completed a PhD level of education in real estate and experience. If you demand a board-certified physician to maintain your health, why don't you consider asking for a Certified Commercial Investment Member to maintain your wealth? To find out more or talk to a CCIM professional, Google us at CCIM Miami.
You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased all my Infinities from them, each time I knew I was getting the best price because they guarantee it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service. You even get a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, hey, even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Be at Marlins Park on Thursday, August 20th, as your Marlins open up a four-game series against the Phillies at 7:10. Take advantage of Seniors Free Ticket Thursdays, presented by Wellmax Medical Centers. All seniors 55 and older can get complimentary tickets or get the Subway $5 ticket offer. Just visit your local South Florida Subway restaurant and pick up your coupon to get a $5 Marlins ticket. And don't miss your Marlins against the Phillies on August 20th at 7:10. Go to Marlins.com to get your tickets today.
All right, you know, it's school is starting, and everybody needs to go online and go to lawrencekids.org, because when school starts, new people come into our young people's lives, and we need to know how to find the signs, because there's predators out there looking to abuse your child. 95% of child sexual abuse can be avoided with education, so go to lawrencekids.org and learn why it's okay to tell. Everybody knows that the University of Miami, the UHealth, University of Miami Health System, they bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And everybody knows that UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several different doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatments to our community. You know, these are some of the best-rated hospitals, best-ranked hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Center, Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for, yes, now a 12th year in a row, and the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit UHealthDiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar and spice.
All right, this is where I say I feel nice, like sugar and spice. You know, summertime is ending, and I want to go over a little bit of the stuff that I discovered over the summer, and I want to share what I'm going to be doing for the next few months as I prepare for 2016. First of all, this was a really interesting summer for me because I was asked to do a number of speeches at our synagogue when the rabbi was out of town, and I want to talk about a couple of the topics I brought up. First, I talked about grit. To me, grit is the most important thing. It's one of those words in currency, grit, 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 grit. What's grit? I got grit because I don't give up. I work hard. I don't give up. I don't care what people say. I don't care if they say it ain't going to be done. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to get there. Grit. The number two thing I was talking about is the Jewish holidays are coming up. It's a time for reflection. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You go out, you ask people for forgiveness. You ask God for forgiveness. What I tell people to do is, first of all, start with yourself. Forgive yourself. If you can forgive yourself, you're well on the way to doing the other things that you need to do to be successful. Forgive yourself. Let it go. Get home at night. Let it go. Don't keep eating your guts out over what happened. If you think you could have done something differently, write it down and don't make the same mistake twice, but cut yourself a break. For goodness sakes, you're just human. And the other thing that has been really important for the end of the year and that I'm going to be focusing on well into next year and beyond is always stay away from negative energy. If you see negative energy coming, and boy, you can see it a mile away, stay away from it. Focus on positive energy. Give yourself the good times to be positive and stay positive. It's the number one thing that you can do. So I learned over the summer those things, and I shared them with a number of people that mean the world to me. Now let's start talking about what I'm going to do this fall to prepare for next year. First thing I do, and this is my ritual way I kick off the business development every year, I go to the International Shopping Center Convention, International Council of Shopping Center Convention, the ICSC, Orlando Convention. I'm going up to Orlando in a couple of weeks. I'm going to make new friends, see old friends, and the industry is changing. The industry is changing. Shopping center development is changing every day. It used to be that you could go up there, there'd be 20 firms developing for Publix. Well, Publix's development has slowed down. That means that a lot of the people that used to go up there and have jobs in the real estate industry, specifically in retail development, well, they just won't be there anymore. A lot of times I say it's sort of like riding on the Haunted Mansion ride in Walt Disney World, because you look to your left, you look to your right, the people just aren't there sometimes. But they're being replaced by different people. Who are these people? They're the people that specialize in leasing the urban ground floor retail, and the people that are trusted by the grocers that are looking to expand today, primarily Walmart. So the Walmart developers are going to be the most popular guys out there. I don't mind, because my favorite client is the Walmart developer. He's now based in Jacksonville, but we're doing deals with him all over the state. And you know what? He's not even going to go. He doesn't need to go, because his guys are going to be there. So I'll be there, and I'll be networking and meeting with all of the people that I know to do... Sorry about that. I actually had to do a little social media response work there. I'll be meeting up there to with all the people I know, renewing, reacquainting, learning new ideas, and bringing the new ideas that I have to them. And you say, well, Jim, what are some of the things that you're going to be bringing to those people? Well, some of the ideas that I have include the fact that all these big shopping centers that were developed in the 70s and 80s, they have huge parking lots and lots of space in them that's never going to get leased as the internet starts to cannibalize some of the small tenants in the mom and pop businesses. And so what do I see? I see townhomes. I see apartment buildings. I see office buildings in the parking lots and on the ends of these shopping centers. I see urgent care centers and places to for the government to deliver social services. These are where our community is going to meet and greet, because the locations are great. You've just got to repurpose the real estate. You've got to vision it. You know, the guys on earlier, they were talking about property tax appeal work. That's what they do. You've got to figure out what the highest and best use is and go for it. That's what I'm going to do when I kick off my fall. The first thing I do is I go to the International Council of Shopping Centers, renew old relationships, forge new ones, and get all kinds of ideas. If I don't come back with two stacks of business cards, an inch high each, I'll figure that I didn't meet enough people. And when I get back, that's when the real fun starts. They all go into my computer. They all go into the Espresso CC marketing campaign vehicle, and I start emailing and talking to everybody regularly, and I stay in touch. I feed them information. They come and feed me information, and we begin to interact. We begin to share ideas. We begin to build relationships, and I'll continue to build those new relationships well in through the fall and into next year. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to close the pipeline that I have that I've been working on. You know, I've been working on a whole bunch of land deals. A lot of them are closing. The land purchase cycle in South Florida specifically, and I believe a lot of places across the country, is coming to at least a pause point or an inflection point. I don't say that values are going to go down, but they will take a pause, and land uses will have to change before the values will go up again. The types of uses chasing the land will have to change. So I'm going to close the pipeline I have, a lot of stuff, great stuff under contract. I've got stuff I'm working on already for next year, and I'm going to generate more. That's right. I'm going to focus on what I've got, and I'm going to generate more. I'm going to do it by staying positive. I mentioned that already. Staying positive, just being upbeat. Who wants to talk to a glum Gus? I mean, for goodness sakes, talking to you should be fun and informative. That's what I practice on the radio show, is the fun part. Hey, D, how much time do I have left? I'm really rolling here. I got plenty of time. Oh, my God. Woo-wee! So I'm going to stay positive. And now let's talk about what next year's goals are going to be. Next year's goals start with, I already said it, staying positive. We're going to stay positive. We're going to look forward. We're going to get what we want. We're going to be making our plan on who we're going to see, how we're going to help them make money, and how we're going to make money with them. We're going to, goal will be to, as it's done for the last 5 years, the goal will be to increase my income at least 20 to 30%. Now we're getting into the good range of income. I'm very excited about that. The other thing I'm going to try to do is increase the number of people I help, because I make it a point all the time to make sure that I find new young people to mentor and new people that are in the same demographic cohort that I am to help them build and expand their career. Because the thing that I've noticed is that there's a lot of plateauing going on out there. Now they're taking a look at some of the statistics I saw were that a lot of high-end jobs were generated, about 1 million high-end jobs since the recession, about 1 million lower-end jobs have been created since the recession started, but in the middle there hasn't been many. We need to start priming the pump so that everybody can get better career opportunities. The way I help is I help people network and get jobs. A couple of months ago, I even did a blog and broadcast on the ways to get jobs. It's not easy. You got to use your network. The first thing I tell people is to tell me who they want to work with, and that kind of tells me where they want to go. After that, I just work my contacts hard to make sure that there's something there for them. Another goal is to get my wife's kidney transplant. If you haven't listened to the show, my wife has end-stage renal disease, and we're going to get her a kidney. Our goal is to do it by the end of the year. We've got a beautiful woman who's stepped up, who's identified herself as a donor. She and my wife are going to continue to get the testing done, and hopefully that'll all work. If it doesn't, I want to say thanks right here on the air to my friend Jerry, who finally woke me up and told me, hey, Jim, you can be on the list in other places. So we're now on the list at Shands in Gainesville, down here at UHealth. UHealth is our primary. Shands is our backup. And the other place we're going to look is up in New York. So we're going to look on three good places on the East Coast. Hopefully we'll be able to get it down here. I have good faith in the Miami Transplant Institute, our friends at Jackson, and our friends at UHealth. But everybody needs a backup plan where the gift of life is involved. So my wife is going to get her kidney transplant. The other thing that I want to do is I want to expand the show. You go, well, how you going to do that, Jim? It's already smoking good. Well, we're D, you like that, didn't you? I see Larry's giving me the thumbs up there. Larry's even got that smile. I got the thumbs up from Larry. So we're going to try to continue to expand the show. We're talking a bunch of sponsors. We're going to get some new sponsors on. Starting in September, we're going to have Magnum Energy Solutions back. We're going to have Engineered Tax Services on. And by the way, those guys are going to be talking about how to save money. We had part of our Save Money Toolkit on today, the folks from the property tax appeal guys. And then we're going to have, we have Tarek Maddox to keep you healthy. And we're going to talk about how to, you know, make your building and your bottom line healthy. Then I'm going to directly solicit you to do a loan and a mortgage for you. Next year's going to be just great. And, you know, maybe we'll even get a second hour on the show. And now Larry's giving me two thumbs up. D just can't stay. He can't stop laughing. You know, D, you got that answer 1080 shirt on. I want you to know something. You're definitely the answer. And if you take out the two zeros, it turns into 18, which is the number for life in the Jewish religion. You got a very lucky shirt on there, buddy. Very lucky shirt on. And that's the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to do things like that. Continue to be positive energy guy because, you know, there's enough negative energy out there. Everybody on I-95 knows about that. And by the way, just let the person go. It's their problem, not yours. You know, I've been driving. My car's been in the shop. So I've been driving I know. Some guy cut me off on the way home, tried to make an illegal U-turn in front of me over the double yellow line, told me he does it all the time. I said, what, break the law? Exactly. So in any event, I guess he was just late and wanted to get back to Miami Beach without going the circuitous way. So he hit me. I went in. I got my loaner car. They said, all we have is a hybrid. I was in a rush. I said, that's okay. What a mistake. It's like driving a freaking hot air balloon powered by a Frisbee. I'm not going to say what brand it is. I will say it is not an Infiniti. But I'm yearning for my Infiniti car. Oh, my God. The thing is, can I say, oh, my God? Okay, good. Oh, my God, the thing's a rocket ship. I love it. You know, there's something to be said for low gas prices. It's acceleration. You know, acceleration. And by the way, these hybrids, you know, Larry was on. It's not like they take that much pollution away. Somebody's burning coal somewhere so you can drive your hybrid car. And hey, those batteries, they're not the safest either. But my mom has a hybrid. I wanted to try one. So she drives the Prius. I picked the Lexus hybrid. It's magnificent for a little teeny hybrid car. But believe me, when it's me coming behind you and I go toot, toot, toot with that little hybrid, there's nothing behind that. You either get out of the way. I ain't got nothing to do with you. Now, with all of my soliloquy, it all rolls into the number one thing that I want to do to expand my show. And it starts with thanking the people that are important. So you go, Jim, who's important to you on your radio show? Well, I've already mentioned Larry and Dee, and I'll mention Felix, all the guys at the station, maybe even Mike Castillo if he gives me what I want. But the people I really want to thank, I'm going to run down now. UHealth. UHealth changes my life, changes my wife's life. Let the guys and gals at UHealth change your life. They're absolutely super. Build the relationship with them. It's an amazing place to get your health work done. Kind Snacks, they're healthy, they're helpful, they're sponsors of the show, they're good to eat. We really appreciate them. The CCIMs here in Miami, every week we have a new CCIM on. Next week we're going to have another CCIM on. We're going to talk about why the CCIM is important, and we'll give a little Miami real estate update then too. Warren Henry Automotive, I mean, how long and how far can I sing the praises of Warren Henry? You know, join the family of Warren Henry Automotive. You go, well, Warren Henry family, ha, listen, the people know my name. I come in, they say they're very nice. They email me, they text me. We talk sports. It's a great place. Being part of the Warren Henry family is really a concept. I want to thank the Miami Marlins. I want to thank the Miami Dolphins. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine, a fabulous partnership for us. Could be a fabulous partnership for you and your business too. Early Shares, the market leader in real estate crowdfunding, joined our lineup. You heard them on the show last night. Last week, we'll have them on again real soon. Expresso Marketing, Sandy keeps my email blast going out on time and to everybody. And I got to tell you, that girl herself is a straight shot of coffee. Social Media 305, the NFL alumni, Lawrence Kids, Magnum Energy Solutions, and the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. If you missed the show, it'll be up on our website, www.freedonbusiness soon. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next week at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. D, it is all yours. Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you so much.
Jim.